Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brandon. Weekday mornings from 6.
Yeah. 98 FM.
Now, our next guest is many things. A comedian, TV and radio presenter, meditation teacher, best known as one half of Dermot and Dave, one-time host of Republic of Telly, Toll Troll, and I'm fairly sure beat U2 in the charts at one point.
I may have thrown in that stat myself.
No, I think I remember that. He's the best for meaningful life chats while also being a total messer. And he's here to chat about his new Mindful podcast. Dermot Whelan, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Brendan, for having me this morning.
Thanks for coming in.
In my old stomping ground. You mentioned the Toll Trolls. I was actually thinking of them on the way in this morning.
Yeah.
Sometimes they pop into my head and I wonder what Toll Trolls would say.
Were you M or 50?
You were 50
because
yes.
I remember Dave going 50.
Yeah.
You remember it so well. So yourself and Brendan worked together on that show all those years ago.
We did, yeah. Brendan was one of my first pals in 98 FM all those years ago. I worked at 98 FM for 14 years.
Wow.
I was just thinking about it on the train coming in. Yes, and me and Brendan were very good at one point because we're a little bit older and more sensible now.
But yes.
We were so good at, you know, they talk about politicians going to the opening of an envelope. Well, if there was a wine bar at it, then myself and Brendan would go. So we kind of went to everything that we were invited to at one point.
Yeah,
you know?
We could do it then. I couldn't do that now.
Yeah.
No, but good
Tuesday
times.
Night, great, half fun. Six. Great.
Yeah.
See you there.
Perfect. See you there.
Love an opening of an envelope. Dermot, you're back to where it all began, and you have a brand new podcast out that we would love to talk to you about. The Mindful Podcast. Two episodes out so far?
Three. Out.
Three?
Yeah, three out.
Some
so
amazing
far.
Guests.
Yeah, well, we kicked it off with Cillian Murphy, which set the bar really high.
It's all
I'm not
downhill.
Sure if we'll reach the bar again. But that was a really good one, and particularly for Oscar week, it was a great chance to sit down with Cillian and I think show a side to him that people wouldn't be used to hearing. You know, he doesn't tend to open up and divulge things very often. So you know, each week on the podcast I pick a topic, so that one was getting in the zone or flow state, which is something that's always fascinated me. So he basically talks about, you know, Peaky Blinders and Oppenheimer and how he gets into character and how he stays in there, and that was really fascinating. You know?
Yeah, they're good hefty episodes, aren't they? Like an hour and a half each, which obviously gives you room to get into the whatever topic is it is each week. Obviously, when you had Dave Moore, the topic was friendships and different types of relationships and sometimes how they break up.
Yeah, because ours was a kind of a controlled breakup, like a conscious uncoupling.
It really
Gwyneth
was,
would
yeah.
put it.
Yeah.
And what was really interesting is that it was a lovely opportunity to sit down with Dave and actually talk about our friendship.
Mm.
And, you know, we don't get a chance in life very often to do that, to sit down with people that are really important to us and actually talk about the wonderful things about our relationship. We just sort of go through life and sometimes we take these things for granted. So to sit down with Dave, who I've obviously worked for,
definitely. Yeah,
let's be honest, I did kind of work for him. He just told me where to go and when to turn up. But yeah, to be able to sit down with him and have those chats about the friendship, and because we realize that our friendship now is like a photograph going into a negative, in that we used to see each other in work all the time
all the
and very
time.
Little outside of work.
Yeah.
But now, I don't see him at all in work, obviously. So we have to make an effort to see each other outside of work.
Yeah.
So
that's nice.
Yeah, it is lovely, but it is different. It's a shift and you have to kind of work at it a bit. So actually tomorrow morning, we are flying to London to go to a gig together. So
lovely.
Yeah, so it's a little Dermot and Dave reunion.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be great. Yeah. Who are you going to see?
We're going to see a band. You know, Dave and I have, you know, quite different tastes in music, but if it's a Venn diagram, there is a crossover.
Okay.
There's a subsection where our music tastes meet and it's a band called Fight Star.
Oh yeah, with them.
With Charlie from Busted.
Yes, oh, yeah. What a voice.
So everyone remembers Busted.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, a good-looking lead singer with the fringe, the haircut that Dave had for many years, actually. Well, when he left that band, he formed a heavier metal band called Fight Star.
Yeah.
And they're having a kind of a reunion, big reunion gig in London.
Fun. You've been on the meditation mindfulness journey for like quite a long time, nearly as long as I've known you. For anyone who doesn't know, where did it begin for you?
Well, it began in a lovely place called Mullan and Vat in County Kilkenny, where I had a panic attack on the way to perform at a comedy festival, which just seems like another life. But I was doing your job. I was doing comedy in the nightclubs, you know, at nighttime. So I wasn't getting a huge amount of sleep, even less than you guys. Although you were in bed at half eight.
Brandon's like a baby. Night. Yeah, we both are.
On the nights where there's nothing on, I'm just like, good night.
Oh, take the bed.
Yeah,
absolutely. It has to be done.
Yeah, so, you know, I was definitely struggling in terms of anxiety and lack of sleep and just too much work and that lovely life cocktail or life soup that we find ourselves in sometimes. And yeah, I had a panic attack and ended up arriving into Kilkenny in an ambulance. Great showbiz entrance. Now, you know, there was flashing lights, there were sirens. I'm here, everyone! But yeah, that kind of woke me up to stress and to anxiety. And if I'm, you know, like all of us, we want to take on new challenges and do exciting things in our lives. But how do we navigate the stress and manage the stress that those things can bring sometimes, you know? Because exciting things can be stressful sometimes. So that kind of got me on a path to try things like meditation, and which I discovered by accident. And I was very cynical about meditation. I thought it was really for the, you know, people who just look great in linen trousers, like you, Brendan.
Thank you, Dermot.
Or that I was going to have to grow, you know, a man bun or a dreadlocks or, you know, bang a drum on Grafton Street.
You don't need to do any of that.
But no, I don't have to do any of that. And I quickly learned that, you know what, there's just a lot of good science in it, you know, and athletes use it. Like anyone who watched the Six Nations, you know, over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
You would have seen the Irish team going into a huddle. You know, and a lot of the time you think, what, they're, you know, really motivating each other with, you know, come on, guys, we can do it. Maybe they are doing a bit of that. But you see them going in doing one conscious breath at pivotal points. And usually when the other team are dealing with some kind of stress, you'll see them go into a huddle, one conscious breath. And that is meditation, you know. And these are sports people, these are athletes, and they're not running up a mountain to do it, you know, and getting into a pair of Lululemon yoga pants. They're doing it wherever they find themselves in the stressful moment. And that's what I'm trying to share with people, make it accessible.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. You mentioned Gwyneth Paltrow earlier on and the conscious uncoupling. She said this week in her lifestyle brand that she finds that meditating with your eyes open is really effective. What would you say to that now? Would you agree?
I think, of course, it can be. And there is definitely a style of meditation where you keep your eyes open and maybe you just pick a tiny point on the wall in front of you, or maybe you just soften your gaze. You know, I'm all about approaching meditation like sport or music. You know, there are different styles and types that suit us, you know. So for you, maybe
I'd have to keep my eye, because on the rare occasion that I have tried to meditate or listen to a mindfulness podcast, if I close my eyes 30 seconds later, I'm gone. So I think meditate effectively, I would need to keep my eyes open.
That's good that you're relaxing though and you're getting into it.
So 3 episodes of your new Mindful podcast out so far. What do you hope this podcast is going to do?
That's a great question. I hope that it helps people. You know, we spoke about the panic attack I had, and we were just chatting off air about anxiety and things like that. You know, and one of the things for me when that all kicked off for me and was at its worst was I had no self-awareness. I didn't understand about my behavior, why I was doing the things, you know, like over-drinking or under-sleeping or, you know, I didn't know why, understand my behavior, and I didn't understand the thoughts that I was having. You know, I didn't understand why I was having those thoughts and whether they were true or not. You know, so what I hope the podcast does is through you know, proper chats with, you know, experts and the guests that I have on, and the 1 minute meditation and things like that, that it lets people just understand their behavior a bit more and actually give themselves a break. Because, you know, when we're at our most stressed and our most anxious, we're probably the hardest on ourselves, you know.
100%.
And you know what's really exhausting? Asking yourself questions constantly like, what's wrong with me? Why am I feeling like this? Is anybody else feeling like this? You know, and that's a kind of an exhausting circle of thought that we get into. So the podcast is just to go, look, this is why we do this. Maybe this is why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Here's someone who maybe has gone through that. Here's an expert to explain what's happening in your brain. But most of all, give yourself a break, you know, because really self-compassion is at the key of everything. And that sounds very fluffy and woo-woo, but really it just means not beating yourself over the head with the stick that you tend to do, you know, because life is hard enough.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. We all do it.
Talk to yourself like you're a friend. You're talking to a friend.
Yeah. I always say, like, if you want to see how we talk to ourselves, sport is a good one of that. And particularly if you ever get out onto a golf course, you'll see people's inner voice come out on the outside. And we talk to ourselves in the third person constantly. So also like, come on, Dermot, you can do better. What the hell are you hitting it into the trees for? And you're like, oh my God, if your outer voice is like that, imagine what your inner voice is like.
Yeah, true. Dermot, you left your radio job back in August. How has life been for you since then?
It's been really good. You know, I was ready for a change. Yeah. So that part is wonderful. There have been times when it's really strange, like coming into this building where I actually looked for my security fob in my pocket and went, oh, I don't have one of those anymore. You know, I had to ask the wonderful man at reception to let me up in the lift.
Yeah.
And so I had butterflies in my stomach coming in on the train today going, you know, because it's a bit like, I think it's a bit like when you see your ex-girlfriend in the supermarket standing by the tins of beans, you know, and you're like,
oh, happens all the time.
You know, seeing maybe someone you were in a relationship with on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
And you're how will I react when I meet them again? You know, it's kind of like that a little bit, you know, because it's a big part of your life.
Yeah. You were named Limerick Person of the Month.
Not of the year, Brendan. Of the month.
Which month?
You know, it was so funny because, you know, we were talking about Cillian Murphy, and myself and Cillian go back decades, you know, long before he was famous. And it's funny because it was a photo I put up on social of the two of us side by side. And it's quite interesting how two lives can go in very different directions and have different levels of success. So in the same week that he's standing there with an Oscar in his hand, I'm pictured on the banks of the Shannon holding a glass trophy for being Limerick Person of the Month. So,
Bob, though.
Yeah, there wasn't quite the same ceremony.
Yes.
I think the Oscars was bigger.
No big goodie bag, was there?
And I was wearing a baseball cap and holding the glass trophy, so everyone on my social media thought I'd won, like, the Volvo Open golf tournament in Norway or something.
Love it, though. Do you have any plans to do any more live shows?
I do, yeah. I a lot of people came to my Mindful live shows, which was essentially the live version of the Mindful book, which people can get as well.
Yeah.
I really want to do that again because it's a way of just really being direct and getting in front of people and meeting people from all walks of life. And in particular, people who don't normally gravitate towards the meditation, wellness, spiritual space. And that's what I'm trying to do, you know, because there's a lot of people who can't relate to that way it's all marketed, you know.
Yeah, you were definitely the first person to enter the meditation mindfulness sphere who, for me, I was like, oh yeah, you make it make sense and it's not lofty. Like, it's definitely, to use your word, it's accessible. Like, you're kind of a sound meditator.
Like, we all know the
well, oh my gosh, put that on the next book.
Yeah. Kind of a sound meditator.
A sound meditator. Yeah, that's what you want.
People may think that I'm going to get out my crystal bowls and start, you know, doing. But, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to go, look, because there's a lot of people who I've seen who are in this space, and you think, I'm not sure if I'd have a pint with them. You know, like, and I think that's what people need.
I would meditate with you, and you're also a messer.
Yes,
that's
that
the
is
kind
so
of perfect
true.
Crossover.
Yeah, well, look, that classic image of the lotus position and on top of the mountaintop, you know, or, you know, on the wooden jetty beside the lake, you know, and all I ever think is that's not Ireland, okay? Because those people would be hypothermic by now. You know, we have to build this stuff into the lives we have and not try and emulate these aspirational images of meditators we see online. You know, this stuff is just like the rugby team. You know, when you're under pressure, there are things you can do in the moment, and that's all I'm trying to do.
Dermot, really quickly before you go, we mentioned the toll trolls earlier on. during your time on 98FM when you were presenting the breakfast show? Where would the Total Trolls be today? What would they be up to?
Oh, God. Well, I think M would probably, or 50 would be doing okay. I think 50 might have settled down. He might have littler Total Trolls. I think M might be in jail. I think he was always heading towards the wrong side of the tracks.
Good to know. Thank you for that update. And thank you so much for joining us this morning, Dermot.
Thank you, guys.
Dermot, thanks a million for coming in.
The Mindful podcast is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, DermotWhelan.com is a good place to go.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brandon. Weekday mornings from 6.
Yeah. 98FM.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.